Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zavar is here. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1999. He's been hanging out with us. He's an award-winning journalist. He is the chief home officer. He's the author of three books on being home-based. He was home-based before it was cool. And he's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
So I called an architect this week for a project I'm working on. And I said, where's your office? He says, at home.
He said, I ain't working with you. I need someone bona fide.
He said, I'm at home. I'm on the lake. I can't leave.
There you go.
Exactly. I said, do your worst.
Exactly.
No, I mean, it's 20 years ago, he couldn't have gotten away with that. I would say, not 20 years ago, maybe 30 years ago, he couldn't have gotten away with it. It'd been hard for him to get away with it.
Well, I got to tell you, even in the mid-90s, it was a tough stretch to work from home, as you and I have waded through this whole environment, you know, spending, you know, more than 30 years ago having worked from home, and I'm still there, and we find that we have stuck to our guns in many ways, and I know, obviously, you work in more formal dig.
I had to move. My clients were weirded out, even though I had a regular, full-fledged, totally tricked-out office in my home. They didn't like coming there.
Yeah, and you know what? It's okay. It's okay that the clients, and today we have opportunities, and we have alternatives, and we have different venues. We can meet people, whether it's an executive suite, whether it's a shared workspace, co-working space,
right.
Places we can, you know, beyond the corner coffee shop to meet somebody on a new business pitch or something. But we have options where years ago we didn't. But also, as you and I have discussed before, I don't begrudge somebody who doesn't want to meet in a home office. Mm-hmm. But I do give grief if they say, oh, you're home-based, I can't, you know, for whatever reason,
yeah,
I can't work with you.
Well,
unless you're working with the NSA, you know, and they need, you know, in all honesty.
Those guys are dinosaurs. But I will say that I did eventually. I had a kind of a business where they were looking to me to give them a safe harbor.
Right.
They wind up coming to my office to get away from things.
Right, right,
and
exactly.
So when I figured out that was valuable, you know, I turned that into money.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, and there are those who, you know, they can't take a lunch out if they're sitting at their desk all day, and if they get a reason to go visit Blasingame, they can, you know, pad it with a couple 30 minutes or an hour on either side for a lunch, you know, entertain, or, you know, again, keeping it on the up and up of what they're doing is, you know, and giving you the opportunity to serve them, and that's really what we have to look at, and that's, you know, that's part of, you know, what I wanted to discuss today is looking at the opportunity for flexibility. How often does an opportunity come your way that's not right in your wheelhouse, is not exactly what you've always done, it's not sort of something you've done up to today, but could tomorrow be a little different and put you better position you into a way? I mean, look,
what's the difference in being flexible and a reinvention urge being flung on you?
Well, I got to tell you, sometimes a reinvention, you know, had someone said, and one of the examples I was going to use that we all can probably understand is Google, just for example. Mm-hmm. You think of Google as, you know, what were they from the very beginning? They were a search engine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are they today? I mean, they're so much more. They're an ad, you know, an advertising, you know, provider. They're you know, they own YouTube.
They're a utility.
They're a full-service utility.
And a 1,600-pound gorilla.
Yeah. And who would have thought it? Who would have thought if the gents who started it back on day one, on day two said, you know, we're never going to morph. Mm-hmm. We're always going to be this. You know, we've had this conversation. Everything I do for my desktop, whether and for my phone and for my laptop.
But
and
along
my tablet,
the way, you've had to say, okay, that's compelling, that's seductive, but I don't think that I need to go in that direction.
Right.
Right?
Or
I mean,
you've had
opportunities to do this or that.
Right.
As I have, and you said, okay, that's probably something I need to turn down. Just because I can doesn't mean that I should.
Well, and that's the key point. I mean, look, I'm a writer. I studied journalism in college. I worked for 10 years before I, you know, sort of ventured out into other directions in my career. But, you know, you have to decide. Early on, someone asked me, you know, do you do corporate copywriting? And I said no, because it wasn't what I had always done. And it not just hadn't done, I really wasn't mentally prepared to do it. I didn't have the skills. I didn't know what was going on with that area. Now it's a very significant, even the majority portion of what I do. But you have to be mentally prepared, beyond skills. You have to be mentally prepared to take that leap and take your business in a new direction.
So I just wrote this down, how to stay focused.
Right.
But then I wrote down, what is your focus?
What is your focus?
So don't you need to have some kind of a grounding rod, some kind of a stake in the ground,
right,
that says, okay, this is my focus, and enough so that you don't, you know, you, if you don't have something in the ground, you go wandering off, way leads to way, as Robert Frost said,
right,
you might not find your way back,
right,
and you might lose your way.
Having that touchstone, having that foundation stone, that grounding rod, is important for all that we do. You know, it's important from a perspective, for example, of when you're out, you know, something as simple as, what is your elevator speech? You know, if you're at an event and somebody says, what do you do? I'm a journalist and corporate copywriter. Oh, really? What do you do? I say, I do everything from journalism and long-form articles to websites, brochures, speeches, press releases. If it's written, I write it, you know, and it almost rolls off the tongue. And it's more than a sales pitch. I mean, it's really, as you're saying, it's a grounding rod. It's something, if you have to think about, what is it that I do?
But if somebody came to you and said, well, could you write a screenplay for me?
Right.
You might be seduced by that, but you might say, "Well, okay, I've never done a screenplay. Can I make a living? And if I do, will I? It takes so much of my time that I lose my customers." You have to think about that, right? As seductive as writing a screenplay might be, it's writing.
It's right. But I tell you, there's a lot of stuff that I turn down that is straight up not in my wheelhouse, and I'm honest, because the best thing that can happen is I labor through it and it comes out good.
Mm-hmm.
But the more likely thing that would happen is it is not my best work.
Right.
And
that's where the break point is, isn't it?
Right.
When
you have
decide.
To realize, mm-hmm. yeah, is your reputation at risk mm-hmm. if you do this job poorly? And we get mm-hmm. that every day, and we really have to weigh that with every call we get.
Yep. It also often looks like somebody's offering you a job, right? And it's pretty seductive to have a regular paycheck.
Right, absolutely.
And you've turned them down, and I've turned them down. Quick
absolutely.
Break. Right back with Jeffrey Zavar, chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com. Those are his websites.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.